While thousands have lost their jobs during the pandemic and are struggling to find a new one, if you're among the long-term unemployed, an older worker or haven't finished Year 12, things are even harder. That's according to Anglicare's latest jobs availability snapshot. Unsurprisingly, perhaps, it says more people are competing for fewer jobs. Political correspondent Kathleen Calderwood reports.
Jessica Harrison knows things are going to be tight for the next few months.
Certainly, there aren't jobs in the local paper like there have been in the past.
The 65-year-old lives in Wonthaggi in South Gippsland and has been on the unemployment benefit, now called JobSeeker, for about a decade.
There are very limited opportunities for a woman of older years in a country town. I have applied for many jobs over the years, such as receptionist in the doctor's surgery, assistant librarian. And of course, all of these are without necessarily having the qualifications, but plenty of enthusiasm.
What's the job market like at the moment?
Well, it's pretty flat. You know, the cafes, for example, in my town are all pretty much closed and allowing a certain amount of takeaway and so on. So they're not going to be taking on staff in that situation.
Jessica Harrison isn't alone. Anglicare Australia's latest jobs availability snapshot has found that people who were already struggling to find work, such as the long-term unemployed, older workers or those who hadn't done Year 12, are facing increased competition. In May, there were 8 of these so-called disadvantaged workers competing for every entry-level job, such as retail and hospitality work, up from 5.5 for the same time last year. Casey Chambers is Anglicare Australia's Executive Director.
One of our real concerns is that we haven't yet seen the full extent of unemployment. So it's still rising. There are 2.6 million Australians who are either underemployed or unemployed.
And if you include everyone who's looking for work, there are 106 job seekers for every entry-level job.
We know of people who their job has gone in the pandemic, and it might have been a white-collar job, it might have been a job in real estate, and they can't see that there are jobs in their area that are coming up, so they are applying for these jobs.
Anglicare supports the federal government's JobMaker wage subsidy, which gives employers cash incentives for hiring workers under the age of 35. But Casey Chambers thinks there should be more jobs created in the public sector.
We don't feel that outsourcing a COVID recovery to the private sector is the best use of funds. We do think that there are many roles that we could create in aged care, in disability care, in regional areas.
Shadow Employment Minister Brendan O'Connor agrees.
They needed, I think, a more varied response. They've really put all their eggs in that private sector basket now. I think they could have done more with labour market programs.
In a statement, the Employment Minister Michaelia Cash has defended the government's employment record, saying it's job active system, which links people to job agencies, has placed more than 1.7 million Australians into work since mid-2015.
Kathleen Calderwood reporting there.